Welcome to Anchored Daily, where we daily engage in God's Word and prayer, reminding each other of the only anchor that truly holds.
Hello, everybody. This is Dave Dawson, and we are looking at Matthew chapter 12 in our reading for today. So, you know, I think we've all seen commercials on TV claiming to have a new or superior product. We hear the words new and improved almost every day. And you know what? We're all rightfully skeptical of these claims. You know, however, every once in a while, a product really is better and really does make a radical difference. Well, Matthew opens the door to the genuine superiority of Jesus over previous kings and previous ways of doing things. So Jesus, in chapter 12, twice makes the claim regarding himself, now someone greater has come. Something greater than the temple has come, and something greater than the prophet has come. Life in the Old Testament revolved around the temple. Now it will revolve around Jesus. In the Old Testament, the prophets were the voice of God. Now someone with a greater authority than the prophets has come, and that's Jesus himself. Further on along in this chapter, Matthew portrays Jesus as a king who has a kingdom. His kingdom is his rule, his sovereignty, his authority over all things and all people. For example, Psalm 103:19 says, "The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all." Well, we see in this chapter that Jesus is the king who is establishing his throne and his kingdom, better than all those that came before him. And then Jesus backs up his claim to being a king and to ruling over a kingdom. His miracles are meant to be evidence of who he is and of what his kingdom will be like. And in chapter 12, Jesus heals a man who is both deaf and unable to speak because of a demon. Jesus casts out the demon and then says, "But if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." He also heals a man who has a shriveled hand. He heals the man on the Sabbath, which was forbidden by the rules of the synagogue. Jesus is making his claim to being the Lord of the Sabbath. Yeah, he is one who is greater than the Sabbath. In the final verses of chapter 12, then, as Jesus was speaking, he was informed that his mother and his brothers were outside waiting for him. And Jesus answers to the people, "Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." To do the will of God, we learn in this chapter that we need to recognize who truly is the one who is greater than all who came before him. The greater one is Jesus, who is the King. Bam. Microphone drop.
Thanks for joining us today. Listen in tomorrow as we continue to encourage one another to be anchored, steadfast, and secure in Jesus. If you haven't already subscribed, please do so, because we'd love to continue to dive into God's Word with you. We'd also like the chance to connect further with you. If you go to bethel.ch, you'll see all sorts of ways to connect, serve, and worship with our church body. Finally, please consider sharing this podcast with your friends by word of mouth or on social media. Have a blessed rest of your day.